This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the 7 o'clock hour. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Just tuning in, you're probably saying that's not Paul's voice. It's actually his younger son, Patrick. My father will be back next week. Just got a bout of laryngitis and barely can speak, so we wanted to give him a little bit of rest. Came up last night and took over for him, got everything all settled. Couple technical difficulties early this morning, so we missed the first couple minutes, so we got that going for us. But from there, we're here to answer all your gardening questions. It's 855-660-4261. And we'll go right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, we have a normal guest, Sandy from Maine, and she has a question about leaves.
All right, Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay, great. Paul taught us this over the years, your wonderful father. And I heard that laryngitis coming on last week, by the way, and I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah, it was showing its signs, but it's getting better.
Yeah, it seems to happen to him every year. Anyway, what he taught us was that, and this has happened to me even though I spray certain perennials, I hope that fellow is on, my bee balm, my lilac, clematis, and phlox, even though I spray them with antifungal, by the time they are dropping, they can, especially during this rain we've gotten in Maine, have fungus. And if you don't treat them, you will have fungus probably on your phlox unless you buy, I think they're making a new hybrid that's supposedly much better. But any of the, older fashioned phloxes or any perennials really are susceptible to fungus. Especially if you live where I do, where there's a lake and there's a lot of moisture in the air. If you grow in an area where a lot of moss grows, that's an indication that there's probably a lot of fungus in the air. And that's all you need is just that right setup. And they're just everywhere. It's not like you can really avoid it. But what happens with the leaves after they drop is they have the spores on them, which are like eggs, for an insect or... I'm trying to make an analogy here, but they can overwinter and hibernate in that mulch leaf matter at the base of your perennial in those beds. And in the spring, when it rains, they will pop back up onto the new growth and reinfect the plant. So I think for me, it doesn't have anything to do with looks. I can understand maybe what some people are saying, because I do have a nice black mulch that I put on every year for 20 years, and it looks beautiful. But that also facilitates me taking those leaves out, especially if they're big oak leaves. It's going to be a perfect place for mice to say, ah, this is a nice big condo. These nice big leaves are making a shelter for me. I think I'll live here, and if I get hungry, I can eat the roots of these plants. So I take all the leaves out. I get back down to that beautiful black mulch, or if there isn't mulch there. And then what I do is, for the sake of the plant and the earthworms, and to keep the soil from eroding, and I have already, each year, I didn't do it this year because I had so much left over from 2 years ago, but I actually take maple leaves, birch leaves, and ash. I don't like to use the oak because they are so thick and heavy, but I let them really dry, which I couldn't do this year because we haven't had a dry day in about 30 days. But 2 years ago, I took my lawnmower in the driveway, and I just went over them. If you have one of those leaf shredders, I think they're about $150, you can just put your dry leaves in there. And they're so dry, I actually have them stored in the basement, and I have a very clean basement that has dehumidifier running in it. So it's not like it's yucky or anything. And I actually pull them out if I have extra. So anyway, I put those around the base of the perennials after a really good freeze. So that, because by then the mice have already found another condo or a stone wall or a log, a stack of wood that you have sitting, which we all find, you know, when we go through our wood pile. But I wait until the ground is really frozen, and then I put the mulch on, and the mulch is those very dried leaves. And if I have extra, which I always do, I use that as the carbon component for my compost, because I have a lot of kitchen stuff in the winter, because I eat really well. But I don't, that's the nitrogen component. But for compost to work, you need a carbon component. And those, I'm talking leaves that are shredded to the size of your fingernails. So, because everything you put in a compost pile, if the smaller, the better. You can break anything up, it's going to break down much quicker, because microbes can't eat a whole banana, but they can go through, you know, if you take a banana peel and I actually kind of break them apart into eight lengths, it's going to go a lot quicker. And I know because I've seen things 5 years later still in the compost pile. I just haven't been able to break down. It takes about 5 years for avocado, 3 years for avocado picks. So I still put them in there, but it just takes a while, and they have to keep being thrown back in. But at any rate, those are the two uses for the leaves that I find are really helpful. And I don't leave any of the leaves that have fallen off the trees this year, whole leaves sitting around my perennials or in the bed. That's what I learned.
Oh, excellent. We really appreciate your input on that, Sandy. I know you... You know, you've given some great information, especially about the composting leaves, etc. As not a lot of people, they just think they can buy a compost bin, throw it out there, then throw all their leaves and hope for the best. But there is a lot of work to it, and the smaller the pieces.
You know, it's
really
not that much work. If you can invest in one of those shredders, which I just use my, I have a battery-operated Newton lawnmower, which, by the way, everybody covets. I mow my yard for 10 cents. It's not because I'm an environmental wacko, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just not. I used to be. It's just that I like it. It's lightweight. I have arthritis. I can throw it in my car. There's no gas. And I can go mow old ladies or old men's yards and help people out. And I recharge it, and the battery lasts for about an hour, and I have a small yard because I don't like grass. I like everything else, and so it's a great lawnmower, and they're not that expensive. I've had it for 15 years, so it's lasted a long time, and I just use that, and I go over the leaves when they're dry, which of course we didn't have this year, in the driveway, and I don't have a nice driveway. I have a, you know, just a dirt driveway, but I rake it really clean, and I use that spot, and the leaves are completely dry when they go in my basement, and I guess I did 3 years worth, because actually I did these 3 years ago, and I did a lot of them, which is good. But it really is handy to have a stockpile for your compost pile of carbon that's shredded.
Yep, no, definitely. That's one of the key elements to be working in there.
I don't think you can buy that, to be honest. So,
I'm sorry.
It's like precious gold, you know?
Yeah, when it comes to that, I mean, there are some carbons out there, but it's not as, you know, you got to spend a little bit of money. This is free money falling from, well, it's not free money, but it's free product falling from the sky that you can actually use to help benefit your compost pile.
Yeah, another thing, I got to go real quick because I have a call, but another thing I do is I burn my weeds in my fireplace. instead of throwing them, I don't, of course, never put them in a compost pile, but instead of taking them to the dump, I actually burn them when the fire gets really hot. And then I recycle that with the ash. It goes back in the garden, but all of the weed seeds are burnt.
Yeah,
so
that's
another way to keep not going to the dump. But actually, I went to the dump, and I got the plastic bin in which it was an old 13-gallon kitchen trash, plastic trash can that I used to store the leaves in. So I do go to the dump to retrieve some things, but I have to limit myself. Otherwise, you know, I go crazy, bring home too much. But, I mean, I don't, you know, it just cuts down on the shopping, the reusing, the consuming. And just think of everything that you can reuse. I only need to go to the dump about every 3 months. I create one 13-gallon trash can of real trash in about a month.
Wow.
The rest of it is all either recycled, burned, or reused.
Wow.
Okay, I know you have other people. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling. You got a lot of great information. Helped me out. Saved my voice a little bit, so I won't.
Well, there you go. My voice is going now, too. Bye.
Thanks, Sandy. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Just give us a call. We'll do the best we can to help you out. Again, 855-660-4261.
Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Bob from South Portland, Maine, and he has a question about soil sweetener.
All right, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. Is it Patrick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I live in South Portland, as the interviewer said to you. I guess here within the last week or so, we had a torrential downpour, or storm, rainstorm here in South Portland.
Yep.
And in the end of it all, there was anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of rain or water in my backyard. And I know that it's had the problem for years. What would you recommend for a soil softener or sweetener? Because the water just builds up when we get a bad storm, and I have to get the sump pumps out and run it out to the sewer out the out in the street. So I've been doing it too many years, and I'm figuring, okay, we got to come up with another method of how to get this water either direct somewhere else or let it seep through the ground. Any ideas?
Yeah, so one of the things you could use is there's a product out there called pelletized gypsum. Gypsum breaks up clay soils underneath the ground there. So when you put the pelletized gypsum down, it'll start to break down and help break down the soil. Mm-hmm. That's one product you could use to really help. It breaks up the clays. It's one of those things. I've heard my father suggest it. You know, after the winter happens, to put that down in the areas where the salt might have stayed to help get that salt through the soil. Mm-hmm. It helps. Yep. That type of thing. One of the other things you could do. There's a faster acting type gypsum. I don't know if it's got a non-landscape brand. I've seen it before at the nursery I used to work with. It's a fast-acting gypsum from Solucal. What that does is that's a quicker actor. That will actually help break down quicker. It starts working right away. The thing about like a pelletized gypsum, when it's just straight pelletized gypsum, it can take up to 6 months for it to work.
Okay.
So you'd have to be constantly on it, whereas this other product had the it will help kind of just get rid of a lot of the elements, too, in the soil and help break down the clay. It's a fast-acting gypsum. Okay. So if you can find something along those lines, that would help you. And adding anything to the soil that would help with, like, with drainage and that type of thing, you know, if you go down and it's just really compacted, maybe aerating, maybe going through some of the areas and re-tilling it, or taking, like, the garden weasel there. That's like, you know, on the end of the stick, it's got those tines that can go into the soil and kind of going across the ground like that, trying loosening some of that up. Anything you can do that, you know, you could even get those aerating sandals, walk around the yard like that, try to break up some things. That could be something to do.
I guess I failed to mention that that the water sits on top of grass that's been there for years. Okay. So it's not that it's an open field. It's a slope and it's got grass on it and everything, and it just builds up. And as they say, the last rainstorm we had, which was pretty good, there was 6 to 8 inches of water in the backyard. So I'm saying to myself, I got to start thinking seriously about what to do. So,
go ahead.
Is it too late to do it now? If I were to get the soup?
You could do that now.
Okay. Now, what is the name again? You say the fast-acting one, Super Cal?
It's Solucal. I'm not sure where you'd be able to get it up in Maine, but it is a faster-acting gypsum. That way it works a little bit quicker. You can put it down. I think the rate on it's like 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So it goes a little bit further, where if you buy just a regular bag of gypsum, one bag does about 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
You know, that's the difference. It's usually a 50-pound bag, usually depending upon how heavy the rate, how difficult the soil is how much you would put down. One, again, you could probably put it down at like 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll give it a shot. Okay.
All right, Bob.
Have a good show, man. Have a good day.
Thanks. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you live today. I'll be here till 10 o'clock to help you out with all your gardening questions. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Tony from Arlington, Massachusetts, and he has a question about his radicand.
All right, Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, thank you for taking my call. I have an issue with some Cryptomeria radicans that I've planted and they're now in the ground for 2 years now. And both they've lost needles, and it starts from the inside. And last year, it wasn't so bad. But this year it was pretty bad, and one of the trees now only has needles on the outside. One thing I did notice that coming from the trunk is all new branches and needles starting to grow out of the trunk. So I'm sort of worried about its prognosis, and I wanted to know if you had any suggestions or on what might be the problem.
All right. Well, one of the things, it is actually not a bad thing that it's coming from the inside out. It's an evergreen, so it's considered fall shedding in this area, where it's dropped some of the older needles to get rid of some of the space on the inside to help put more effort onto the outside of the plant. I know it's probably gotten worse this year. That probably is drought related. Even if you were constantly watering them, there were still drought issues this year in that area. But one of the things with that is just if it starts from the inside out, it's actually something that is good for the plant. If it were the outside then going in, then you would have a severe problem with an evergreen. It drops those needles. It drops the unwanted to help focus on everything else. For the winter to help protect itself. You should see some new growth in the spring from there. What it also does is, one of the reasons why it's doing that is to help the light get through, and light get through to all the branches to help rejuvenate everything. On that, something what you can do in the spring is definitely fertilize those cryptomeria that you put into the ground.
Yes.
add a little bit of fertilizer, like a plant toner, a tree tone, that type of thing. You could even try like a holly tone for the more acidic, for, you know, for evergreens. From there, so you do it in the spring and then do it again in the fall. Right now it's a little bit too late, maybe in the middle of September, end of September. It's when you would put the holly tone or whatever type of tone that you, or whatever type of fertilizer that you choose to put in, and you do it at half the rate versus the full rate. Half the rate will help it so it doesn't try to produce new growth. It'll just focus on its root system. So those are a couple things. You know, I don't think it's actually a bad thing for you that this is happening. It is really more of like a fall shed.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You know, I was getting a little worried because one of the trees is pretty sparse. But now that you said that, you know, maybe it's just a natural thing, that would be good.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Thank you very much.
No problem. We thank you for the phone call, Tony. A lot of times with evergreens, they'll start from the inside out. If that's the way it's happening, you know, it's usually some type of shedding, a fall shedding, that type of thing. If it starts from the outside going in, that's when you start to worry about it, and that's when you should really focus on it. But the drought conditions that we've had this year, I know we've had a bit of rain lately. It hasn't made up a lot of the deficit that we have. So that's something that you gotta, you know, look at. The drought had some issues with it, so the plant is trying to get rid of a little bit more to say, hey, if this continues, then I need to do something to take care of myself for next year. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Chester from Harrell, Massachusetts, and he has a question about his raised beds.
All right, Chester, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hi. It's another wonderful day in New England. Wouldn't trade it for the world. I got my gardens and stuff up in a raised bed due to health issues. They're about 30 inches up, and I got 8 inches, a 4x8 sheets of plywood, and I've got an 8-inch border around them all filled with the gardening soil and stuff like this. And then one I cut holes in, dropped in 5-gallon buckets, and put in my vining crop, the cucumbers, watermelon, squash, with a bed of straw. Those didn't do too good. And I've also got a drip irrigation system for watering. So they get watered most every night for in the bottom of the bucket's about 2 inches up. I drilled holes on the outside so they, you know, the roots wouldn't drown. They'd still get the water. But the cucumbers, the pickles, probably had to redo those about 3 or 4 times and really got nothing out of them. And the watermelon was small. The squash, the acorn squash, were relatively small. And I was just wondering if it was something I was doing wrong, or was it just due to the, you know, the circumstances this year.
Yeah, you're not alone with out there when it comes to the cucumbers, watermelons, that type of thing. They will actually do better with more moisture because they, you know, they're water based, so they're going to expand with extra water. I know you're watering with the drip irrigation system, but you know that doesn't always do enough for it. Having some natural rain, that type of thing, will help. We had some warm days, some real hot days. One of the suggestions I have for you is instead of watering at night, possibly water in the morning to get them so that the water is there during the hot times of day, so it will help keep them cooler. Watering at night sometimes will actually invite in pathogens, that type of thing, when it's a cooler temperatures. So I always suggest to people to try and water in the morning versus at night.
Right, I get a little more water in the morning and backed off on it in the evening. But, you know, didn't really get a chance to give them a good soaking with the hose and everything, you know, feed it through the foliage. Didn't want to, you know, use excessive water, so.
No,
and the other thing I noticed was the squirrels and stuff, they were actually getting up into the raised beds, and on the tomatoes and stuff, they would dig a nibble on the bottom of it, like to get, must have been to get the water out of the tomato. And
yeah, they definitely were searching just like the plants out there. This drought had an effect on a lot of different things, not just trees and shrubs, but the animals as well. So, I mean, I definitely...
10 feet of snow this winter.
Yeah, let's hope so, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mother Nature's fertilizer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All righty. That was very helpful. I want to thank you. Great show.
We thank you for the phone call, Chester. Keep on listening, and my father will be back next week to give you some more great information. But definitely something with this past year, the water, the drought that we had really affected a lot of things. We also, a lot of shrubs had some issues this year, like a hydrangea. They didn't have a lot of blooms. We had a late frost in April, which really affected a lot of plants. So that's another thing that's going on. So it's just so many different things that happened. Mother Nature gave us a run for our money this year. So hopefully she's good to us and snows for us, and we can go from there.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to blame Al Gore on it with his global warming he started.
Yeah.
All right, Chester. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, we got anybody on the line? All right, so we'll keep going. Keep on chugging right along. As I said in the 6 o'clock hour, I am now located in Mahoney's in Winchester. Well, not at the current moment. I'm currently in Maine, but I've changed jobs. I'm down in Winchester at the Mahoney's. I'll be there about 11:30, 12 o'clock today. And you can come see me and ask any questions that you don't feel, you know, maybe you're a little nervous of getting on the radio or don't, that type of thing. I'll be there until around 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be selling Christmas trees all day. And you can come and see me. And while you're there, one of the things that's pretty awesome about this company, one of the reasons why I enjoy working for them, is they give a lot back. One of the things they're doing this year, and they've been doing for the past 10 years, is Trees for Troops. They send a Christmas tree to servicemen or women who are away from their families at Christmas. It's a pretty cool thing. A lot of people have been donating. They have a goal of hitting 2,100 Christmas trees to send, and hopefully they can shatter it this year. So look forward to seeing people out there and helping out with that, but it's a pretty awesome idea. The phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll go right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Danielle from Tewksbury, Massachusetts, and she just has a question about some advice.
All right, Danielle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, am I online with Patrick?
Yes, you are.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, I'm good. I've heard amazing things about you. I'm shaking. I can't believe I'm on the radio.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling. What can we help you with, Danielle, today?
I have a really unique story. I've made some really, really good friends in the garden center industry the last 2 years. But admittedly, I myself don't have a green thumb. I've never tried planting anything, growing anything, and all my good friends in the industry have inspired me to call and get some advice. I'm nervous, but I want to start trying. What do you think I should start planting? Should I wait till the spring? Is there anything I can experiment with now?
Well, I think some of the things you could do is you could actually start some different seeds, like some lettuce at home, maybe on the windowsill. That would be something you can start using that. Those are pretty easy to start with, pretty easy to do, and, might be fun to grow. That would be something you could do. You know, you could try some houseplants, but, you know, that really depends on what you're looking to do. You could grab a couple different shrubs, a couple different indoor plants, maybe some poinsettias, some cyclamen, that type of thing. Those would be good to have for this time of year. But your best you could probably do in the spring, get out there and really get going. It's really up to you and what you want to do. It's a trial and error type industry and type thing. You know, it's really just about having fun, getting out there, doing what you enjoy, getting your hands dirty, and enjoying it from there.
I love the lettuce idea. So it is an okay time to potentially buy some seeds and put them into the ground now?
Yeah, there's a you could definitely find them. I wouldn't put them in the ground. I'd definitely, what you could do is try to plant them and put them in the windowsill, that type of thing. I've heard some people actually, for a little test, what they'll do is they'll get, like, the egg carton and put a little bit of soil into them, put some soil in all of them, then put a few seeds in there and put that on the windowsill. They even have, like, little greenhouse-type things that you can put on the windowsill or in a nice sunny window. So you can do those, but definitely, I wouldn't put anything in the ground yet. I'd wait till the spring for that one.
Okay, okay, but I can, I'm ready now, so I want to take advantage of my energy, so I love that. I love the egg carton idea and, can kind of start taking care of it inside. Thank you. That's great.
Well, thank you for the phone call, Danielle. I appreciate it, and, hopefully have some good, things to come for you.
Absolutely. You too. Happy holidays.
You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints. Only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
All right, we have Dan from Massachusetts, and he has a question about composting.
All right, Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, thank you, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing fine, thank you. The question has to do, I'll make it a quick story. My neighbors have a new lawn put in, so they have the front, little truck over there, Bobcat, digging up his old lawn, and I took it. And I've got it in a big pile in my yard. And the question is, should I have it spread now, or I think just the fact that it's called a compost pile, because it's got old grass and things in it. And I'm going to use it for gardening and different things around the yard. Would I be better leave it in a pile over the winter? Will it decompose more? That's basically
it's going to do better for you in a pile like that. Just the heat that's on the inside will stay warmer. If you spread it out, it's not going to really do a lot of that composting. You know, one of the things we talked about earlier was having some sort of carbon mixed into it. Is it a pile that's so big that you can't mix anything into it, or is it something that you could actually mix a little bit?
Well, if I hadn't injured my wrist gardening during the summer, I could probably dig into it and throw some lime into it?
That type of thing, or like some dried like maple leaves, that type of thing that you've crunched up. Just any additive, you could almost use like a compost starter or a compost accelerator, mixing that into the soil. But having it in a pile is really going to warm the center, and that's what you're looking for. One of the things you might need to do is you know, in the spring is kind of mix it then. You know, because if you just kind of leave it, it's, you know, you could have some things just still growing on the inside, still growing on the outside. You want it to mix. You want it to get all that composting goodness that it can make. Sometimes composting does take more than just a couple months. It could take, depending upon what it is, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be ideal for it, but adding anything to the soil that has a little bit of nutrients every year, the garden, that type of thing, can always help it. One of the things, if you're looking at it and say, maybe it's not completely composty, maybe get some peat moss or some cow manure or some, planting mix, that type of thing, and add it to the soil in the spring just to mix it and help give it a few more nutrients, that type of thing. Just so you're getting the best bang for your buck.
Okay. Two of my question, once you responded whether to spread it now or not. So by doing what I've done is I saved the leaves from the good, what my father used to call the good trees, not the oaks, but the maples and so on. And yep. before it gets spread, I was going to take them out of my little pile, spread them, and then have the guy come in with the bobcat and drop on top of the leaves, and then do a rototill of the leaves and everything in the spring. Because part two of my question was, did I make a mistake taking somebody else's topsoil?
No, definitely
I guess you
not.
You can't tell.
Hello. Yeah, I mean, you really can't tell if that's the issue. So you won't be able to tell if there's an issue till the spring.
Right.
That type of thing. So, I mean, I think you'd be all right with it. I think one of the things, like I said, just add a little bit to it. Make sure you, maybe mow over those leaves, break them up a bit. Mm-hmm. So it's they're smaller pieces. So it's not just like the large leaves. It'll take more time to break down. You want them almost as Sandy said earlier today, the size of your fingernail, that type of thing. Have them dried out, that type of thing, add to it so there's no real fungus in it, but that'll definitely help it.
Okay, sounds like there's someone behind me, so I'll let them get on.
All right, Dan, we thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it, and, I definitely think that, it could work out for you in your best interest, so taking that somebody else's topsoil could help you out. Maybe just add a little bit of peat moss, cow manure, that type of thing in the spring. That really could help you.
All right, and have a good holiday.
Thank you, Dan. You as well. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll join you for the next couple hours here. You can call in, ask any of the questions that you like, and we'll do the best to help you out. In the next hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about bees with Steve from Orcon.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.